So cool, right?
Yeah, congrats on the gig. It's actually a really fun commercial.
Hey, I'm just here for a check. Kidding.
True.
Hello, actors. Douglas, Miranda, thanks for being here. We are so lucky that we got our first choices.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so listen, Del Taco's VP of Branding is here today, and he is very excited about their Buck and Under menu.
Happy to be here. Have a good day.
All right, you ready to give it a try?
Yeah, let's do it.
Definitely, yes. I almost didn't make it today because I almost stopped at Del Taco on the way.
Yeah, save that. That's funny.
All right, I'll just take these scripts. Jordan, you ready to roll?
Ready when you are, boss.
Okay, quiet on set and action.
Mm-mm, this Del Taco is amazing. You gotta get some.
Aw, man, I'm out of cash.
Well, with Del Taco, Buck and Under menu, you can get all this.
Okay, you know, let's just hold that there. Sorry to interrupt. Miranda, that was great. Douglas, what we're trying to get here is that you're hungry, but you're all out of cash. So it's like, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Okay.
Try that. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
No, it's like, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Sort of like, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
It's kind of like, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Oh, okay. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
No, it's more of, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Oh, right. So it's, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
No.
Mark, can I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
He's bad. He's very, very bad. He should be fun and lively. It's a Buck and Under menu, for crying out loud. He should be like, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Exactly. That's perfect. Okay, I'll handle it. Miranda, killing it. Douglas, you're kind of freaking us out because you don't want us to be bad. You don't want it to be bad, right?
No, sir.
All right, so maybe it's brighter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were kind of thinking it's like, kind of like, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's hear it. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
No, you don't want to kill yourself. You just want a taco. It should be like, aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Oh, okay.
Now say it. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
No, you're not a pervert.
Look, he's got to get out of his head.
I think we just got to beat the crap out of this guy.
No, we can't.
Crap.
I know. Okay, wait. Look, I've got an idea. Dougie, you got to get out of your head and into your body. Loosen up, all right? Come on. Whew. All right, here we go. Aw, man, I'm out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm out of cash.
No, you're still tight. You got to loosen up. Drop your pants. Pull it down. Get it off your body. Now, breathe deep through your butthole. Aw, man, I'm out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm out of cash.
No. Squat into it. Aw, man, I'm out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm out of cash.
No, you're still reading it like you're a pervert. Come on, put your shirt over your head like Cornholio.
Yes, sir.
All right. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
No.
Dougie, you gotta slow it down. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Now he's saying it like he's hard.
Sorry, sir. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Just throw it away. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Yes, that's it. One more time.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Yes, nailed it. Finally.
All right, did we get that?
No.
Die, doesn't matter. Great day, people. That's a wrap.
The end. So I just noticed something about that. I don't know if you noticed this. It cuts off like 10, oh man, I'm all out of cash is at the very end. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That should have went.
Yeah, there's absolutely a lot more.
That should have went a lot longer, but it didn't. And
literally no one in the audience is like, yes, I needed more of this.
Please. Personally, I wanted more, but I was all out of cash. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's been a rough week, but we're here. It's Saturday, and it's time for...
It's not!
Oh, it's not, actually. That's right. It's Friday.
Yes.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Friday. Oh, no.
Gotta get down on Friday. Come on, motherfucker. Let's get down now. That's the remix. This is Legendary Group Chat Podcast for Happy Horse. And
you made it better.
My
Happy Horse.
I'm going to be your host tonight as long as my voice holds out. My name is Shannon Young, and I'm going to be your host tonight. Boy, that's redundant. With me tonight, we have Double H.
No, you got to breathe in through your butthole, okay? It's aw, oh, man, I'm hosting the show.
Tanner, put your shirt over your head like Cornholio.
You said it like you're hard.
Not currently, but speaking of, also with us tonight, joining us for the show the first time in an official, I think, well, no, you've been on the show once before, haven't you?
Yeah.
You just didn't say anything because it was a terrible episode. We had like 7 people on at the same time. Maria Kramer's here with us tonight.
Hattie.
No, say it like Piney.
Well, howdy!
There you go.
That was too good.
That was too accurate.
I mean, she's wearing camo pants, so.
What's wrong with camo pants?
What does that have to do with anything?
What's wrong with my camo pants?
I don't know. I can barely see. It doesn't even look like you're wearing pants.
I don't know if that caught that.
Oh, no, we caught it.
Did you guys get it? Tanner, can you hear my jokes?
So, Maria, how's your day been?
Oh, just here.
Yeah, she hasn't really had a good day. Thanks for bringing that up, Tanner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good.
She's having
well done, Tanner.
She's having ERS problems.
Did you say ERS?
Yeah, ERS. Like the people that do taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking URS, and I'm like, what is this acronym? I can't figure out.
No, that would be yours. There's a difference between There's a difference between yours and ERS.
Oh, Shanna, what's yourn is yourn, and what's ourn is ourn.
Well, Tanner, it isn't Mayan, so it must be urine.
All right, who's ready to do the show? Urine, urine.
Oh, we're not talking about the election, though, right?
No. I mean, what's there to say at this point? It's not over.
It's not over.
It's still not over.
It's still up in the air. Can I make one quick point real quick? And then I swear we'll get to fun stuff.
Wait, I'm sorry. It just reminded me of something we're talking between SNL and the election. If I remember correctly, and maybe I'm crazy, was it not when, I think it was the 2012 election, when they still had, so they had Sudeikis doing Biden at the time.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Sudeikis was doing Romney. Yeah. Sudeikis was Romney. And Jay Farrow was doing Obama. So they would do, it was one of the, I think this is what it was anyway. I think this is where I'm remembering this from. It was one of the cold opens they did of a debate. And when they would cut to them to make points, Sudeikis at one point in time is Romney goes, okay, to that I'd just like to make one quick point and then 5 additional points. And they're like, no, there's no time for that.
Well, sir, we have plenty of time, so. Yeah.
Yes.
Here's my point. I hear a lot of, I hear a lot, and this is the only serious moment we'll have on the show. And there's no joke in this, by the way. This sounds like I'm setting up for a punchline, but there's not. A lot of people are talking about how Joe Biden received more votes than any candidate in history. And that's true. Joe Biden did receive more votes in the popular vote than any presidential candidate in history. But I think you also need to mention in that same breath that so did Donald Trump this election. Donald Trump got more votes this election than any other presidential nominee in history. So both Trump and Biden received more votes this year than any presidential nominee in history. Trump beat both of Obama's, who was the top holder until this time. So what that tells me is that as proud as I am that so many people came out and voted for Joe Biden and so many people came out to stand up against this, you know, would-be dictator, it still does not dilute the fact that so many people came out and voted for that dictator. So America, even if Biden wins and even if we do get Trump out of office, we have a whole lot of soul searching to do. It's not over, and it won't be over for a very, very long time. Well, and I wish I was a better man that could just accept this and like hug the people that I disagree with and say, hey, now we can all be friends again. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. That's all I want to say.
Well, one thing you could say on a good note is that it means more people are actually taking the initiative to vote in general.
Yes,
that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, but I think my problem with it is that the people, especially the people that came out to vote for Trump, I almost think that they came out and voted for Trump because they knew that he was going to lose. They were just standing against what they felt was like, you know, they're trying to take their guy away. They weren't voting on principle. They weren't voting on morals. They weren't voting on the issues. They were just voting to not see their guy get put out by a Democrat. And that just makes me sad. I was really hoping America was going to be smarter than this. I thought we were going to be better than this. And the fact that it is so close and the fact that so many people came out and voted for a monster just makes me sad.
Okay. Look, I don't mean to bring it down, but I hate to be the Dennis Reynolds in the room, but why? Why did you think that? I'm sorry, man. What about the past 4 years made you think that would be true?
Well, it was that little shred of hope that, you know, maybe when...
Well, that hope exists in all the other people. That's still there.
Well, you know...
You just have to recognize how many people have just continue. Think of it this way. It's like when you see somebody driving around with something stupid on their vehicle, or they wear like a stupid piece of merchandise of some kind. They're like, oh, that's who that person is. All that is just they made your job really easy. You know that person's a piece from the beginning. You know that person's a piece of crap.
Yeah.
You don't have to guess. You don't have to question it. They did the hard work for you.
They did, but, you know, I want to believe, Hunter, Tanner, that at some point moral people will stand up for morality and not for party lines or demagogues or whatever. But I was really hoping this would be the time, because I don't think there's ever going to be another president or presidential nominee like Donald Trump. I don't think we could afford it as human beings. I say that, but let's see what happens in 2024, because you never know. So that's it. That's all I want to say. It's just, and I'll talk more about it next Thursday when hopefully we have an actual president, or at least we know, because we might not. We don't know how long this is gonna happen.
I hate to be pedantic, but I keep hearing people saying that, and here's the thing. We do have a president. What you mean is we want to know who the next one's going to be.
Well, we want the better one. And I know. I mean, yes. I know. It's derivative.
Well, what's a derivative? It's pedantic.
Of? Well, it's pedantic and shallow, to be fair. It's hard to talk about politics on this show, because Hunter and Tanner posting in the chat things. So,
well, the thing is, Shannon, I've never even eaten a bagel in my life, so.
Wait, you had a cinnamon raisin one on SVU?
Yeah, but TV's make-believe, so.
It's funny that Ice-T plays a detective in the sex crimes unit on television, considering he committed sex crimes.
Oh, allegedly. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Well, they're with that mood.
Did Tanner just yell out, Oak Ridge Boys?
Have you ever seen... you're not as big a fan of John Mulaney as some, are you? He does a pretty good bit about John Mulaney. Or not? No, he does a bit about himself. He does many of those. No, he does a pretty good bit about Ice-T on SVU. He's like, this man has been part of that unit for like 23 years now, and he still sounds surprised every time there's a new crime, even though it's the same like six things that happen.
Wait a minute.
You're telling me this guy gets off on little girls?
I have heard that bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Also, man, I loved SVU. I'll say it. That was my favorite Law & Order. I'm a big Law & Order fan. And not in the same way that Donald Trump is a Law & Order fan. I'm talking about the TV show, actual Law & Order.
SVU is, you know, it's my choice.
It is. It's superior in every way. Up until Christopher Maloney left as Elliot Stabler. Once he left, the show really took a nosedive.
You say that, but we're still moving on with a new season.
That doesn't mean it's good. Just because something's still...
Richard Belzer?
Hold on.
Was Richard Belzer on SVU?
He was.
Okay,
up until a point. He played John Munch, the same character he played in. We talked about the six degrees of separation.
Yes.
Homicide, yeah. Life in the Streets, Sesame Street, and X-Files are all a part of a shared universe with Law & Order SVU.
That's right. And then they end up connecting a whole bunch of other shows because the X-Files had cops. And
yep.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, sorry. Checkmate, atheists. Prove it wrong now.
Oh, man. Before we... Hey, we've gone way too far into the show. Before we get any farther, let's do a quick shout out to Christina Applegate.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. Oh, Maria finally got a chance to clap for Christina Applegate.
Look so, at you. Well, you can bring
just
up,
so everyone knows, you can clap along at home.
Yes, and we expect
it's
you
to. Encouraged.
I have been.
Yeah. And encouraged.
Yeah.
Oh, we know. We heard.
Tanner, do you have a point?
So, I want to bring up how disappointed I am that I missed out on the Tim Curry show last night.
Yeah, that was... I didn't expect it to go so Tim Curry heavy, but...
I'm sorry, it just took me a second. So, I did actually listen to that show earlier today, so I know what you're talking about. But at the same time, for a split second, I was like, when did Tim Curry have a show?
Hold on. Hunt,
the Tim Curry show.
Hunter, if I could be Dennis Reynolds for a moment, why? Why did you listen to that show? Why does anybody?
I needed to know what was already mentioned so I would mention it tonight. And the answer is everything I would have said. So,
well, I knew
I don't know that there's really a point for me to do a list tonight.
I knew Ghostbusters was going to be one of them.
Well, okay, real quick before we get into this, I told Jesse, I may have just said in general when Lindsay mentioned that this was the subject. I'm kind of like Jesse in that we bought a lot of VHS, so I didn't rent a lot of them. When I rented stuff, it was almost exclusively WWF pay-per-views, like you guys talked about, wrestling pay-per-views, video games. Video games actually should be number one. That's the main thing that I rented. WWF pay-per-views, and then, like he said, like TV compilation stuff. I also rented a lot of South Park at that time.
Yeah.
Because it was like the first couple of seasons. I was at the perfect age for it, and we did not have cable until a couple of years later. So.
Ooh, I got it. Yeah. I got it. Tanner, you have a list, right, for the movies?
Just in my head.
Okay, I have a separate list I want to create right now because you inspired me, Hunter. Okay. Also, my voice really is going out, so if I lose my voice during this, I apologize. Let's also think, and Maria, you can be involved in this if you did this.
Okay.
But you had to do it. You can't lie. This has to be real, from the heart. Okay? Five.
This feels like we're getting a blood pact. What is happening?
Your five nostalgic favorite video game rentals growing up.
Oh, well, I never had a video game.
I knew that's where that was going. All right, I can do that.
What'd you say?
I can manage.
See, there's one problem. I never really had a video gaming system.
Oh, no. Did you rent movies?
Yeah, we rented movies.
Okay,
then
you think of your five movie rentals while we talk about the video games. And then we'll go to movies, and then you and Tanner and Hunter can join in on that. And she's giving me the, oh my god, I just shot my mother face. Now it's turning into the. But what do I do with her body now? Face.
That's a good question.
She's looking like she's about to hit me with the daddy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh
daddy.
No.
I'm sorry. If
daddy.
Dalton,
father, help!
No.
Dalton, if Dalton's listening, hold on. Let me give him something real quick.
Daddy. No, it's too much. I'm gonna do it too.
Maria, would you like to try?
Wait, here we go.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Well, no, now you sound like you're hard. Don't
daddy. Not yet.
More like daddy night.
Here, I'll get Shannon real quick.
Oh, God. No. Oh, no.
Well, let me tell you something, penis. You laugh so hard you worked yourself into a chute,
brother.
No.
Oh, God.
Don't be bringing no chocolate ding dongs around here, brother.
No.
You make this stop.
That's how he got in trouble in the first place.
No. But he's saying it like he's hard.
Well, obviously you are after seeing that.
It's not like you're a pervert.
Okay. So, that was great.
Was it? Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
Brian, this is your father.
What do you want?
You're embarrassing us.
Okay, that was great. That took so much out of my throat, by the way.
Yeah, that was a terrible idea. As soon as you yelled, I was like, no.
Okay, so.
Don't do that to yourself.
I'll go first on these video games.
Is it just me and you? Is that it?
No, Tanner's taking part.
Yeah. Okay.
Hugh Jackman. Well, you got Maria.
Hugh Jackman. It works on two levels.
Hunter, you got a phone call for Hugh Jazz?
I got a Hugh Jazz here.
I'm Hugh
Listen
Jazz.
Listen to me, you little twerp.
So, My first game.
I'd like to back out of this bit now.
My first game that I... So here's the funny part. I have to mention this. She just got up and went somewhere, right? She left her phone and her headphones here. She could have taken the phone and headphones with her so she could hear everything we said. She left them here. That baffles me. She's looking at me right now. She can't hear what you guys are saying. She has no idea.
How is she going to hear about Luigi's Chinese cowboy impression being so offensive that
Mario's stomach
practically explodes?
God damn.
And he's unable to ask Luigi to stop being so racist.
I see my new profile picture. Hold on.
Wait, is it the Thomas the Tank Engine kid?
Oh no.
Or is it Luigi's face?
It's definitely Luigi.
I think that should just be your cover picture. If you crop it just right, it's just Mario and Luigi like that.
Oh, it's so small though. It's gonna be weird, but I'm gonna make it happen. Hold on.
Hang on. I got you. I can make this better. I'm still right in front of it. Oh no. Terrible.
Alright, hold on. It's going. Bye, Lindsay. Lindsay's no longer.
Did she just leave?
No, she's my cover profile picture. Is being
oh, here
her.
We go. There's a much bigger version of the picture.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, let me save this real quick. Slap these balls.
All right, let's get some shut ass.
So Maria's currently looking at the picture of the girl on my computer, probably wondering who's the girl on your computer. You should have listened to the show last night. Actually, this was off the air. We were talking about the Saved by the Bell. The remake show or the reboot, and mm-hmm. I watched the trailer for it, and I'm gonna put this picture in Discord and then I'm gonna delete it, but this is one of the high school students, and I just asked the question, like, do you remember any girls looking or dressing like this in high school?
No.
One.
I did, and I'm gonna delete it again. But she's not naked or anything. I mean,
by the way, my recording just stopped for about 2 seconds. The error that I got was disk is too slow. What does that mean?
Are you still recording now?
Oh yeah, I'm going now. It just suddenly okay. The error said disk is too slow, and I went back to hit record, and all of a sudden it was like, nah, never mind, we're good.
Like, oh god, I hope so.
It's like a 2 second. No, I can see it. It's recording. It's fine. We're good. I just don't understand what that was. Mongoose, goose, mon. I think you mean Luis Guzman. That's his name.
If you guys are friends with me on Facebook, please go to my Facebook page and like my new cover photo. It's racist as shit.
Do you remember this old Jim? First corn I see tonight.
I miss Boxdorfer.
I remember actually hearing that for the first time. I was driving home from work and I was like, what the hell?
Corn light.
And it was.
He can't do it. He needs some chocolate milk. Oh.
Oh, shit, Lindsay. So I guess Lindsay knocked. Lindsay knocked her. What? Fucking hell.
Open it bigger so I can see it.
Oh
no. No.
Anyway, Lindsay,
hang on.
I'm pretty sure
I got you guys some snacks for Christmas. I hope you all enjoy these.
Jesus Christ. So, ooh. Lindsay, she sent me this picture just now. I guess she dropped her knife in the kitchen. And this is what she came up with.
Oh!
Well, at least you know they're in good shape.
And she said it just missed my foot. Shannon almost went to the hospital tonight for somebody.
Yikes.
Anyway, first game.
Hang on. The ones that I sent you, I need you to know that dika, like that, means thick, and noose means nuts. So that is, those are actually Super Dick Man's thick nuts. So you know.
Here's my reaction to that.
I saw it. No. Just get a new black and white headshot.
Just get a new nut. My first game is is Narc on Nintendo, by the way.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're going way back, aren't you?
We used to rent it from Jay's IGA in Mount City, Illinois. And if you've never played Narc, as a kid, it blew my mind because you're a federal, task force agent that just walks around shooting drug dealers and collecting, drugs on a Nintendo. That was insane to me. Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah, it was bad.
It was pretty bad. The remake, also not great.
I think we're just going to have to beat the hell out of that game.
No, we can't. We can't.
Ah, crap. Hunter, what's your first pick here?
I'm going to cheat a little bit on this, and here's why. Because I really don't remember renting a lot of games until Lindsay showed up. But
hold on. Joining the podcast randomly, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi there.
We got her. Lindsay, you want to join in real quick on the random top five we're doing?
What would be this random top five that you're doing?
Wait, is Lindsay recording right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, otherwise this is going to sound really weird.
Hunter, please. I know better than that.
Well, Lindsay, I need you to say it like this. Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Aw, man, I'm all out of cash.
Oh, no, you sound like you're hard. It's, aw, man, I'm all out of cash. That's it. Tanner's out. He's done.
Jesus, Lindsay, you just want a taco. You don't want to kill yourself.
I don't know. After the day I've had.
Oh, by the way, so Maria, Billy Hills, and I were sitting in my living room, and I forgot that I had set a reminder for myself this morning at 7 p.m. Lindsay, do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Is it stupid?
Lindsay, can you hear us?
I said yes.
Oh, did anyone else hear Lindsay say yes? Just so
no.
I'm not crazy.
No.
Okay, cool. No. So I set a reminder for myself this morning to remind myself to kill myself at 7.
No, you said you said Google remind me to end myself at 7 tonight.
Yes. So imagine my surprise at 7 o'clock because I'd forgot about it and it just came over the Google speaker. I have a reminder for Mr. 100.
Yeah, and it wouldn't say it out loud.
But it wouldn't say it out loud. Yeah.
Aww. It would not tell him what the reminder was.
It knew.
Lindsay, we're talking about five of our favorite game rentals when we were kids.
None, because I didn't rent games as a child. I had no gaming systems. Thank you.
Okay, then go sit in the corner with Maria, and you guys can talk about my little corny or whatever.
I will listen and enjoy my lovely steak dinner that I just cooked up in 10 minutes.
Ooh. Steak!
Ooh, sorry. That does sound good.
You're going to ruin your throat. You're going to wreck your throat. You keep that your throat hurts, and then you scream like a madman.
It's like I'm having a one-on-one date night with Lexington Steel.
He complains that it hurts, he pushes it to the limit, and then he
can't
speak.
Don't steal my gay sex jokes when I'm making them, Lindsay!
Shannon? Is that your dream?
So my first choice for the rentals is... I'm going to cheat a little bit because when I was a kid, I don't remember renting any Nintendo games, but I do remember renting the Nintendo itself because, originally we did not have an NES. And so what got my dad to get me one in the first place was that, and I know Jesse mentioned him last night, Showbiz Video in New Madrid would rent you an NES system with one game. The whole deal, they had a whole case for it for the weekend. I think it was a two-night deal for $10 or something like that. So you go Friday before they run out of them because they only had three, I think. And you grab that bad boy and Mario and Duck Hunt, obviously. That's the game, right? Because that's two games. That's two games in one. You gamed the system there.
Yeah, what else are you going to do that weekend?
Exactly.
There's nothing else.
I would play Mario just nonstop, and my dad loved playing Duck Hunt. And so even as a kid, I fleeced him into you're renting this thing an awful lot. If you just bought one, we could make this work out. And so that's how I got my first console.
And then also your dad took his first Dark Side point.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, look, you could keep renting this or. So yeah, that would be technically my first, I guess, game rental would be Mario and Duck Hunt for that reason.
I don't know if our place rented systems. I don't know. They rented VCRs along with things, but
I don't remember having a place around that didn't do that. Even when I'm giving up the ghost a little bit for later in the story, but even when the N64 first came out, there was a place in Sykeston for a while called Circus Video, and I rented one from them more than once before I actually got one for Christmas that year.
It was probably more along the lines, I just didn't realize it.
The place in Mount City, and Tanner knows what I'm talking about, Jay's IGA. It did not rent systems. But the place in Cairo that I rented from years later that I really loved also did not rent systems. But it did sell drugs out of the back door.
Not at the end.
No, I think it switched.
Oh, they gave up on that?
Yeah, well...
So they had the people that ran it before, the ones he talks about, they sold it to a guy named Jay there in town, who's actually pretty respectable and pretty nice.
Oh, no, I'm talking... No, Jay's IGA never did it. I'm talking about the place in Cairo.
There was a black guy named Jay that bought Showtime in Cairo.
Oh. Well, you didn't have to put the black part. It was in Cairo.
Well, jeez. The Jay you're talking about is very white.
Anyway, I want to go ahead and just reveal Tanner's first movie. It's a sci-fi film.
No.
From 1992.
Called Space Movie.
Space Movie.
Space Movie.
And that's it. Don't look it up.
Don't look up Space Movie 92, whatever you do.
Do not Google the words Space Movie 92.
The more say it, the more it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Don't drop that shit.
Hunter, what are you talking about? We're telling him not to do it.
Well, believe me?
No.
Okay, well.
That argument reminds me of that time we were about to record PW. Or maybe we were recording PW. I think it was on the pre-show, back when we did those. And we kept talking about this website, and we're like, don't go to this website. None of us had actually been there. So I decided to go to the website, jokingly, and it was just gay porn everywhere. And so I turned it to the rest of the gang so they could see, and we all just started laughing because we're children. And
yeah, because you guys were coming up with like your wrestling name or whatever. And
yeah. Oh, it's the Cocky Boys.
The Cocky Boys, yes. Yeah. And it went badly.
So anyway, here's my first pick.
Cocky Boys.
Power Rangers Zeo Battle Racers on Super Nintendo.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's a good rental game. This is like the epitome of a rental game. You would never spend cash money to purchase this game, but you would definitely rent it.
Well, Tanner, you can spend cash money at my store. It's like $6.
Well, I need you to put a copy back.
It is not expensive.
Not that it matters. I don't have anything to play it on, but I would own it. I want to play it again. I had fun with it as a kid.
I think a great idea at this point in the show would be for Tanner to tell the audience the name of the game.
I did.
He did.
Power Rangers Zeo Battle Racers on Super Nintendo.
No, say it right.
Battle Racers?
Fake-ass Mario Kart.
Mother.
I thought you were going to make him say it in order, so Battle Power Rangers Zeo Racers. Actually, I'm sorry. Let me bring that back. Battle Saban's Power Rangers Zero Racers.
And then for some reason, they thought they needed another Battle Racers on the cover, too, in case you didn't get the point.
Well, you got to have more of them out there.
So, but my second one, by the way, this is an easy one. This is an easy one. I'm going to get it out of the way now. Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, yeah.
Because we couldn't really buy games at first. I mean, it was the same thing that Hunter had, where I told my mom, hey, you know, I spend an awful lot on this weekly. Let's just buy the game.
Yep.
And, Mario Brothers 3 is still, to me, the best game ever made.
Love
hands
it.
Down. To me. Embarrassing story, though. If you know how Mario Brothers 3 works, it has the 8 levels. And you go through each one and you beat the castle. Well, I didn't realize that as a kid. So, I beat the first level, the first castle, and I took the game back because I thought I beat the game.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It wasn't until my friend Jeff, who, Tanner... Is currently in prison, told me, you know there's more levels beyond level 1, right? And I'm like, no, I beat the castle. What are you talking about?
Wait, how'd you mess that up? When you beat the castle, they immediately take you to the next level.
Because I immediately turned it off. Because I wanted to go. Because I wanted to go rent another game.
That, you know what? That tracks. It's fine.
It's that accurate. And it must have happened. Hunter, what do you got?
So, my second one, again, I didn't rent a lot on the NES. Once I had the system, most of that stuff was, I got stuff as gifts or I had some cousins who moved away and somehow I just ended up with their stuff. So, that was kind of fun. But by the time I got to the Super Nintendo, I rented Super Mario RPG like a maniac. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know why. Again, the perfect game. This, if Battle Rangers Zeo, whatever it was, is the perfect game to rent, this was the absolute opposite of that because it's an RPG, so you're not going to beat it in a day most of the time.
No.
You know, you're going to have to get it for a weekend at least. Also, you didn't have a memory card on the Super Nintendo. This was saved directly to the cartridge. So if you didn't finish it, or if you wanted to keep playing your save, you had to hope you got the same cartridge every time.
And, oh, no.
And that somebody else wouldn't rent it and play from your game. Yeah.
And this was by the time that I would have been... I think I've kind of briefly told part of this story before, so I'm not going to get all into it, but my parents were divorced for a year, and for a portion of that time, my mom and I lived with my grandpa in Sykeston. He passed away in that same year, and so then my mom and I lived in Cape very briefly, even while I went to school in New Madrid. We made that drive every single day. It was exactly as fun as it sounds. but I got to rent from Blockbuster for the first time. We had an actual, you know, there was a Blockbuster in Cape, and not that far from where my aunt lived because we were living with her. So, you know, it was all well and good that I could get stuff for less expensive, like Jesse was talking about. I could get stuff that was not as expensive, and there were lots of options. But when all you want is Super Mario RPG, you kind of wish you had that little store that only has, like, one or two copies of something. Because Blockbuster had, like, 10 of them. And so you're, like, trying to find a way to mark the cartridge, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Like, if I put a little black dot here so that I know it's this one. Yeah, anyway, it was a whole thing. But, yeah, I definitely rated that game more than once. Definitely beat it more than once before I ever actually owned it. And it was one of those things when I finally got my hand on a copy, I was like, yes, I've played this. I'm going to play something else.
So funny enough, Lindsay, I think you might know the story, but Super Mario RPG is actually how I first found out about Sailor Moon.
Really?
And hear me out. Because the Axiom Rangers? No. I was just getting into emulation. I had my computer, and I had played Mario RPG as a kid, as you did. It was a great game. Yeah. So one of the first games that I was like, oh, I want to download this game, was Super Mario RPG. So I typed in SMRPG, and it downloaded the Sailor Moon RPG, Another Story. And I was like, what the hell is this? And it was stupid, and I hated it, so I deleted it. And then years later, I would fall in love with Sailor Moon and go back to that game.
Such a good game, though.
It is, but not if you're not a Sailor Moon fan.
True.
There is nothing about that game that speaks to you if you don't like Sailor Moon.
It was also much easier when you found me an English version to go back through and play, as opposed to me trying to play the Japanese emulated game, guessing what was what.
Hey, I did the same thing, because, yeah, we didn't have translation packs back then. Tanner, what's your next one?
Well, hang on real quick. Lindsay, did you ever have this?
No.
Ah, the ROM hacks.
Me looking at that cartridge.
Scully, you're not going
to
believe this.
Tanner, I was a girl. I wasn't allowed to have a video game system.
Oh, I know. It was just a joke. My next pick is Mortal Kombat 2 on the SNES.
The best Mortal Kombat.
It really is.
Mm, yeah. Yep.
At least of that generation, clearly. Mortal Kombat 2 on Super Nintendo was, like... Nintendo got so pissed off about the first one and how bad they were, like, presented, that they said, screw it, give it all to me. And they blew the Genesis out of the water on part two.
It's true. And you should say it.
But I don't like that. I don't know why, but I don't like that.
Why?
Whose dog is that?
He just do it for him.
Is he dead?
No. No, he's just old.
Why does he look a little like Cujo?
Here, let's move on. Shannon, what's your next pick?
That reminds me of the Norse god Loki. Did you know that he had six kids?
Why?
Five that he fathered and one that he mothered?
Yes.
Okay, my next pick is Tanner got that reference.
Yeah, because I made the reference, motherfucker.
Tell me something I don't know.
Why did he say that like
Hunter, please.
Why did he say that like Mr. Bucket? Motherfucker.
You know why. You know the answer to that question.
Way of the Samurai on PlayStation 2.
He's out.
Well, he left. There He's he back. Is. Tanner, in case you missed it, Way of the Samurai on PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it's a bullshit game.
No, it is now. That you said it.
What is happening?
So, Way of the Samurai is the one that when my friend, and I'm not going to name names because Tanner knows, when my friend stopped working at a video store in a certain town near us, and he was like, rent whatever
no,
you
want. No, not this story.
He's like, rent whatever you want. I'm like, okay. So we created a fake name for me, and I rented Way of the Samurai, and I kept it, and then he quit. And I'm pretty sure that I owe, at this point, like $50,000 to that rental place. And my name's on a board somewhere.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't, but this guy I know.
Oh, Kirk Waters? Game,
fucking no! Kirk Waters. It doesn't matter. The old bitch probably died anyway.
She's listening right now, putting on lipstick.
Oh, I heard. It was a good game. Hunter, what's your next one?
So I was going to mention Mortal Kombat as well, because I used to rent the original one for the Sega Genesis a lot. I don't know why, because I only played it by myself, and that first game did not have much for you to do.
No, it did not.
But I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, because Tanner already mentioned Mortal Kombat, so I'm going to move on to my next one, which would have been The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the N64. Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm going to say exactly the same thing about this that I said about Super Mario RPG. You can't beat it in a day. You can. You're not going to have fun at all with it. And all of your saves go directly to the cartridge because they still didn't save to the memory pack at this point in time. So it was once again a situation of, boy, I sure hope I get this cart again the next time I rent this. But by then I was back in New Madrid, and I was getting them from, it wasn't Showbiz, there were two video rental stores in New Madrid, because for a while there, New Madrid was big balling, and it was the other one. Jesse, you'll have to help me later on what the other one was called.
He's not listening.
It's the other one that was over by Taster's restaurant instead of in town where Showbiz was. But yeah, so I would rent that from them pretty regularly, although I'm going to put an honorable mention in here too. The other N64 game I rented a lot, and this is super weird for me, Mystical Ninja starring Goemon.
Yeah.
So that's how you say that, because I don't know. Nobody else knew about this game. I played this game. None of my friends played it, knew about it, liked it, whatever. I played it beginning to end through a couple of different rentals, and it was a lot of fun, but I remember at the end, I was very much like Krusty with the cigarette. What the hell was that?
I was actually very, very similar with Harvest Moon. I was the only person that played it. I was the only person that knew about it.
Yeah.
You're not.
Well, now I know that there are others like me, but back in the day, you know, my friends, I grew up in a very urban neighborhood. My friends did not play Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
Just put it that way. Also, Ocarina of Time is the 64 game. It's the game I rented the most, but never played. I kept renting it going, man, I really want to play this. It's so cool. And I get about 5 minutes into it and I just wouldn't play it. I don't know why. Yeah. I never got into that game.
That was me when I first bought Final Fantasy X. I bought that game. I played for about 3 seconds. I took it out of my PS2. I did not play that game again until I was ready to get rid of my PS2, and I was like, I should really play through this at some point.
I still need to play through it. I still haven't beat 10. Tanner.
I kept running this game so much. It gets better. Wait on it. I kept running this game so much that the video game store, the video store in Caro, actually ordered the pack for me. So Pokemon Stadium on N64.
Yay!
Well, you made Lindsay happy.
Yeah.
No! Get off!
I got a
get
whole right folder now. Of these, Hunter. I got a whole
Wait,
folder.
Why'd you say it to me? I didn't do that.
Because it's funny.
Why me?
Because that reaction.
Hang on. When this stuff came up, when the first time I started seeing it, because for the record, Tanner is sharing them. This is my reaction.
I know.
Ew.
But it was purely for that reaction.
This is a story in three pictures. Lick it, champ.
Well, that reminds me.
Say it, Tanner. Say it. You sure didn't say it.
Tanner,
I'm not going to.
Tanner, you're
going
to be happy.
I'm ashamed of myself.
In 2021, in January for the new year, we're going to announce the first ever Podzilla 1985 Squirt Queen.
No!
God, no!
Well, time to retire.
What the fuck?
I don't know about that one.
All right, we gotta stop this.
Oh my god,
that's a great visual gag for the audio podcast.
Right.
How could that
Shannon,
sound?
What's your next one?
That's why we got to get that Patreon.
It is
tier
a flare.
Up.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many flares.
That's
Hunter.
A flare. I haven't had a one in a long time.
I think we're finally out of them.
Yeah.
Although,
till we create some new ones.
Squirt Queen's coming soon.
No. That works on two levels, and I disagree with both of them.
I didn't even get my own joke at first, then I made myself laugh.
Ew.
Lindsay, do you get it?
What?
The Squirt Queen's coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Stop saying it.
Uh-huh. This is me every time somebody shares something to the Discord.
What was my next game?
I can't wait for Cody to jump in and see those.
What was my next game? Shit, I don't know. I've lost track at this point. Let's just say, Samurai Showdown on Super Nintendo.
Didn't you say that one already? No, you said Way of the Samurai.
Yeah, I was big into Samurai at the time.
Apparently.
That's all. It's a fighting game.
Would you say that you wanted them to know about the power of your sword?
Doody doody doody.
All
my
right,
Kill
well,
Bill poster.
I guess I'm moving on.
It's the ghost of you. Sorry.
My next one would be, let's see. I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VIII on the original PlayStation. Oh. Yep.
Yeah. That's
so,
a, that's
again,
another...
I'm now three for
at least
three
that one
on
had
games
a memory
you
card.
Should not be renting. Yeah, but at least exactly. Yeah. You got a memory card. I had finished VII. I was obsessed with Final Fantasy. And I played the demo for VIII somewhere. Like Walmart? No. Maybe it was... Toys R Us. Somebody had a demo for VIII, and it was very weird that they had a demo for a Final Fantasy game, like, running in a store. I thought that was strange. But anyway, I remember playing that a little bit, and I was like, alright, I gotta get into this. But I didn't have the money to get it at the time, so I would work with my dad, like, in the summer. I guess, because Final Fantasy VIII came out, I think in September. Anyway, I would go to work with my dad, like, on the weekend or something. And my grandpa would like pay me for it. It was always like, you know, here's a 20, like, you know, you didn't do anything. You handed him tools all day, but you know, you would use that, you know, $20, man, I can rent that game like 10 times. I'll beat it in that time. You know, this is a mentality that would carry me through on into the future. And we'll come back to that. But yes, Final Fantasy VIII, I did eventually get that for Christmas so I could stop renting it, but I rented it basically every weekend from the time it came out until I got it for Christmas.
Lindsay, honey, you gotta stop.
I'm not gonna.
She's got a binder full of bitches. Tanner, what do you got?
Okay, continuing with my last pick. Pokemon
Oh, shit,
Snap.
It's me. I'm a loudmouth.
Pokemon what?
Snap.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I like that one, too.
That's one they almost gave me whenever they closed down because I rented it so much.
This is both my reaction to everything Lindsay keeps posting and everything Tanner is saying about Pokemon Snap when I played it right now.
What the hell?
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
Tanner's broken. Oh. He can't do anything.
Yes. Tanner. I'm just reading that for some reason. I went back to my parents calling it Pokemon, and I was triggered.
That reminds me of my mom used to call Jurassic Park Jurassic.
No.
And she couldn't say it right.
Oh.
Miss Matuff is the Squirt King. Queen. Fuck.
Sorry. That means totally different things.
Is it me? I don't have another one.
Is it? Yeah, it is you. This is the last one, though, I think, isn't it?
It is. I can think of a last one. Honestly, probably WWF Royal Rumble on Super Nintendo. I rented that game so many times. I know everybody shits on LGN about what a terrible company they are. And yeah, they didn't
LJN,
have a lot of good games.
You mean?
Yeah. What did I say?
You said LGN.
LG.
I tried to say LJN, but like...
It wouldn't happen.
Well, like, I can't right now. But that game was really good.
Yes, it was.
Sorry, the Muppet screams got me.
That's what got you?
What the hell?
That's what broke you? Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
All right, so my last one, I'm gonna jump forward because you said favorite games that we rented. You didn't say childhood, right?
Shit, Tanner. Yeah.
So, because this is a little bit nostalgic, after probably, I guess, the original PlayStation era, I didn't rent games a lot at all. Because by that point, you know, pretty soon I was working at GameStop, so you're checking stuff out. I did rent some things from Blockbuster, like, shortly after I was let go from GameStop. I rented a handful of things because they had that, we've talked about it before, that great deal. That $15, like, a month deal or whatever it was where you could rent one thing at a time constantly. So I remember I played through, like, the Simpsons movie game and the Spider-Man game and a bunch of stuff that way. But, and I'm lumping these two together, I never paid a dime to purchase, anyway, either of the South Park games. I rented, oh, I'm sorry, the RPGs from the past couple of years, Stick of Truth and Fractured But Whole. I rented both of them from Redbox, both with, like, free rentals that we had. Both of them twice, and completed both of them that way. Never paid a dime for either of them. And then somebody left because of this, apparently.
No. We're trying to get Maria fixed.
I was like, evidently I offended someone with this. Somebody worked at Redbox, and they're like, that's why we went out of business. Which they didn't. They're still in business. They just don't do video games anymore. But yeah, I've rented a lot of stuff from Redbox, and I was really kind of sad when they let video games go. Because I got through the third and fourth Uncharted games that way, these two games that way. For relatively, if not completely, inexpensively. But the nostalgic part of that is the first South Park game, when it came out, I really wanted to play it. I didn't want to spend the money to buy it. I wanted to try it and see if it was any good. Sarah and I were looking at red boxes around here, and the only one that had it was one somewhere in Illinois, and I don't remember even what town it was, but I do remember we drove an hour to go get it from this red box and drove back the same night. I plowed through that game over the course of a weekend, like literally just, I think, stopped only to shower and eat. I don't know why I got so obsessed with this game. It wasn't even, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't great or anything. And I remember when it was over, again, crusty, what the hell was that? Like, I lost my whole weekend to this freaking game. But I will never forget that. We talk about that regularly. Like, you remember when you drove all the way to Illinois to get this freaking South Park game? So that's one of my favorite rental stories in the aftermath of all that.
I think the last game that I ever played, the only time I've ever played a game like nonstop like that was, I'm pretty sure, Final Fantasy VIII or Final Fantasy IX. I played it for 4 days straight. I literally woke up, would start playing it, and then I'd go to bed, wake up, start playing it until I beat it. I love that game so much.
Oh, I did that.
Tanner.
Yes.
It's your turn. Last one.
Primal Rage, PlayStation 1.
Oh, you didn't play the arcade version of that?
No.
Oh, I had the Super Nintendo one.
I did play the console a couple times, but there was a video rental place in Sykeston that had the arcade machine, and we would pump way too much money into that, because that game sucked.
Yes, it did. Not at the time. At the time, it was awesome.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It didn't play all that well. I never really felt like it played that well. I just thought it was neat because it was dinosaurs. That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much why any of us played it. All right, so I don't know who the hell that is in that GIF, by the way. I'm trying to figure it out.
Making me uncomfortable.
A little bit.
Yeah, that face looks really familiar, but I can't figure it out.
Anywho. All right, so now we're going to talk about, in the next 5 minutes, the move.
Oh, my.
I don't know what Tanner's obsession with sex Pokemon is lately.
Why?
Why?
Why would you do that?
No.
I liked the Oreo trend. About. Let's go back to the Oreos. We're going to stick with that.
Ew.
Oh, baby. I know one girl that would be loving that.
What are you doing?
They love them some avocados. I've never had it. So I tried to type in racist Mario, and it auto corrected it to racist Maria.
No. What?
I don't know.
It did not.
It did.
It did not.
It's like it didn't understand why I was trying. Mario can't be racist. Right?
What's happening right now? What are we doing? What is this?
Hold on. I've got some. Give me a second.
No. Get out of here, Frank. Oh, I got boxes, I got boxes full of Pepe. Can we talk about the mail?
That's terrifying.
Uh-oh. Why is CJ so buff now?
Why?
And sober. You say these anyway, the movies, Tanner. What's your five movie rentals?
We don't even just close to have time for.
Just name them off. Don't even talk about them. Just name them.
Let's see.
Oh my god, I'd eat that.
I'm not looking until I'm done. Friday the 13th, Part 6. Rush Hour 1 and 2. Never Ending Story. And,
time's running out. Yeah, 5 seconds. Hurry up. You're almost out of time.
Stay Jason on target.
What'd you say?
Jason Goes to Hell.
Oh, okay. I thought you said... I'm not going to lie to you, man. What I heard was Jesse Go to Hell. I could not figure out why in that specific moment you needed Jesse to go to hell.
You knew why. That's not new. Oh. Tanner, I found one movie you may have forgotten. I'm putting a clip of it here in the group chat, and I need you to click it. It's a spoiler because I don't want to ruin the movie for other people.
Oh, no.
1992. You know
what that hey, I got a jellyfish.
Anyway. You what?
I got a jellyfish.
A jerry.
That's jellyfish. No, Tanner, don't do the accent.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God. Tanner, what's your
don't rentals? Do the accent. No one knows what you're talking about.
All right. I must say it again. I didn't rent a lot, so I'm just gonna handle like the stuff that if we hadn't bought it, I would have rented these over and over. Aladdin. Is number one with a bullet on the list. Aladdin, GoldenEye, I watched that a lot. Tombstone, Raising Arizona, and it would be Ghostbusters. That would be the real answer. But if I have to do something that hasn't already been done, Stripes would be the other one for sure. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I just thought about one to replace Jason Goes.
No, you already went, Shannon. Go.
Tremors.
I did mine last night, so.
That's true.
It's fine. Maria,
why?
Maria, do you have five? She was too busy making Jerry fish.
What? You have to be the accent.
No!
Why? Why, Shannon?
Why?
Oh, my God. I need that to disappear.
No. Make it go away.
No.
I'm on
no.
it.
No!
No.
All right, Mary, can you name the one movie you rented the most as a kid? Like, what's the movie you remember renting the most?
Actually, it was, they made a Where the Wild Things Are musical, and I remember my mom renting it for me so many times when I was a kid.
That sounds terrifying.
It was terrifying, because when their eyes would move, it looked like an animatronic, and for some reason, it was like the closest thing to an animatronic that I could actually look at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got that fear.
I was going to say, oh, that's why you have that fear, but okay.
No, I have a fear because of that doll that I told you about that my brothers messed with. Yeah, that's why I'm scared of them. no, thank you. And then Princess Mononoke. My dad rented it for me just thinking, oh, it's a kid's movie. It's a little girl's movie because it has the word princess in the title. Mm-hmm. It most definitely was not something that you give an 8-year-old girl. I was terrified, but I fell in love with it. The first time I watched it from behind a pillow. And then after that, I ended up watching it over and over.
Oh, no!
Stop it. Stop it.
I just realized in that picture I sent of Woody and Buzz that he's got his hands down his pants. I didn't see that.
How did you just
see that?
That's the
That's why
point.
I said no.
Why do you think I said no?
I'm sorry. Hey,
Go ahead.
I just thought you guys didn't, like, approve of gay marriage or something. I don't know.
No!
Get out of here! Somebody hang up on this turkey.
The what, Tanner?
Y'all remember that uncomfortable Donkey Kong creature earlier?
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes ago.
No! Yeah!
Hold on, Tanner, no! I got one for you. I got
no!
one for you.
How is that the least disturbing of the three, though?
This is me as soon as tonight's show ends.
Oh, all right. And I think that's going to do it for us, actually.
Mm-hmm. Before the show started? Cause...
No, I need it now.
All right, I'm done. That's the end of the show. Assuming we don't get canceled, we're going to be back on Monday with an all-new I Wanna Believe, including Tanner, an all-new sister in the brotherhood, sisterhood of ghost paranormal investigators.
What?
You. I don't want to talk about it.
I'll think about those beans.
All I'm saying is I identify with the Joker on a personal level.
This is Tanner every time we start talking and he can't get a word in edgewise.
All right, that's gonna do it for us. Hunter, let's recap the week. Monday we had an all new Nerd Up.
We sure did. I don't know. Probably.
Tuesday. Oh, we got into some wacky adventures out there in Cloud City, man.
We had a really great episode of PZ85 Plays this week. Yes, please go back and listen to that show. I know it was on a night when everyone was much busier thinking about lots and lots of other things, but we recorded it prior to that, and it shows. Like, you can tell, I think, it was a good idea that we recorded early. Also,
we were probably distracted.
Yeah, probably happening again this week. So you will hear the show on Tuesday. We're looking at recording in a couple of days here on like Sunday afternoon. So, another good episode coming up this week. I promise you that. That's the Hendrix Guarantee. It's coming your way.
Yes. And then Wednesday, we had an all-new 16-minute Pro Wrestling Unscripted starring only Dalton Anthony. She's laughing already just thinking about it.
No. Laughing at that.
Oh, the dog. Okay.
There it is. He had to read first.
Finally, we got Ethan back on the show.
That also works on two levels.
Oh, I miss Ethan. We gotta figure out how to get him back on here. He doesn't know the joke. No one tell him. I love you, Ethan. We love you so much. Anyway, Thursday we did the last night. Let's go back and listen to it. All right, that's gonna do it for us.
We do it all over again. Like
yes.
You said, I want to believe Monday. Tuesday, new plays, and I think everything else just continues from this. Lindsay, what's the topic for next week?
Yes.
For Thursday, are you going to be there or not?
I don't know. I can't be.
Well, yes. It's just, if you're not, I was going to make it our top five favorite Muppets, because I know you don't do the whole puppet thing.
Oh, no, Muppets I can do.
Okay, I was going to do Henson Creature Shop in general, but...
Okay. No, I can still handle that.
Okay.
I can handle that, but what were you going to do if it was me?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But if you're cool with that, I'm fine with it too.
Go ahead and do it, and whether I'm there or not, I'll do them Friday if I'm not.
Okay. Why'd you have to post it twice? Okay, thank you.
What?
Anyway, nothing. Don't worry about it. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back on Monday with I Want to Believe. You guys have a great weekend. If you're going to go out to any haunted houses this weekend, don't get your ass eaten out. Hunter, take us out.
Oh, man, I'm all out of show.